With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The FBI says the man who crashed his pickup into a Michigan synagogue was inspired by a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
Jennifer Runyon, head of the FBI in Detroit, says that Ayman Ghazali was inspired by Iranian-backed Hezbollah, and that Ghazali made videos before crashing his pickup truck into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield, Michigan, earlier this month, with one saying,
"God willing, I will kill as many of them as I possibly can."
Ghazali also called his ex-wife, who then called police in Dearborn to warn he was suicidal after losing family members on a military strike in Lebanon. Ghazali exchanged gunfire with a security guard at the synagogue before fatally shooting himself during the March 12th attack. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure if a deal to end the war is not reached shortly.
Trump has American forces that are moving into the region. That includes U.S. Marines as well as other paratroopers, but it remains unclear whether or not he's going to go ahead and order this operation on Karg Island, or to potentially unblock the Strait of Hormuz, or if this is just another negotiating tactic to try to get Tehran to the table and find a ceasefire to end this war.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. In the meantime, key allies are still speaking out. Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and others calling on President Trump to turn up the heat on Iran, saying the month of strikes has not weakened Tehran enough. Countdown has begun toward humanity's first launch toward the moon in 53 years. NASA's countdown started ticking late Monday at the Kennedy Space Center. The last time NASA sent astronauts toward the moon, Apollo 17 in 1972. SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes a look at gay marriage worldwide. Here's Michael Harrington.
It was 25 years ago this week that the Netherlands became the first nation on Earth to make it legal for people of the same sex to enter into a legal marriage. Since that day, nearly 40 countries have followed suit, including the United States. Still, gay marriage is largely unheard of in large swatches of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, the Far East, and in Africa. The practice is mostly confined to Western Europe and the Americas. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes now excluded from female events at the Olympics after the IOC agreed to a new eligibility policy. It aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 LA Games. IOC says eligibility for any female category, including individual and team sports, now limited to biological females. This is SRN News. Well, thieves have stolen three paintings from a private museum near Parma, Italy. Here's Rich Thomason.
The works are appraised at millions. Police say the break-in happened on the night of March 22nd and 23rd. The thieves forced open the entrance door and grabbed the paintings. The stolen works include a Renoir, a Cezanne, and a Matisse. Local media say the thieves were out in less than 3 minutes, escaping through the museum gardens. The museum believes an organized gang is responsible. The theft adds to a run of major museum heists in Europe. Rich Thomason reporting.
Investigation continues in South Sudan. Officials there say a gunman opened fire, reportedly killing dozens of people in what appears to be a dispute with a gold mine. Officials still investigating say they're not sure why the gunman started shooting. More details, SRNnews.com.